1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After hours of deliberations in the hush money trial of Donald Trump, jurors made their first request to the judge, asking for readback on testimony from former National Enquirer owner David Pecker and former fixer Michael Cohen. A senior Israeli government official in a local interview says the war in Gaza could last at least until the end of the year. IDF forces pushing forward into Rafah. The U.S., concerned of civilian casualties, is pushing for a ceasefire deal sooner.
The White House says it would like to see the conflict in Gaza end as soon as possible. National Security Advisor John Kirby responding to comments by Israeli officials predicting the war in Gaza will last through the end of this year.
Our view and our opinion is we got to get this hostage deal now. The time is now to do it, to get that temporary ceasefire and to end this conflict as soon as possible.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A new round of storms targeting the Rockies and Upper Plains today, and cleanup continues in Texas following storms. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is launching a new $100 million investment fund to help startups and entrepreneurs. The Wisconsin Investment Fund will invest in technology, healthcare, agriculture, manufacturing, and other kinds of businesses.
Starting a company is a very difficult job. It's risky and it's full of tons of work. And when it's a scientific company, it's even harder.
Jessica Martin Eckerly is CEO of Forward Biolabs. Half of the new startup money comes from the government, the other half from private investors. A 100-year-old World War II veteran who survived the D-Day invasion was celebrated during a parade in Wisconsin this week. Jack Kraszewski was part of Pulaski's Memorial Day commemorations Monday. He's going back to Normandy next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The city is adding traffic lights to a busy Northside intersection, Northport Drive and School Road. City engineers say over the last 5 years, there have been 15 crashes there. It's right near Mendota Elementary, where kids walk every day. One resident told WKOW she avoids that area altogether because it feels stressful and dangerous. The lights should be up and running this summer before the new school year starts. And a special Madison student now has her diploma. Her name is Sarah Wells, and she's 92 years old. She had to leave high school more than 70 years ago to help her mom at work. Then she became a mom and grandma, but last year she decided it was time. She asked her daughter to take her to Madison College so she could enroll in classes. She's their oldest student to graduate with a high school equivalency. And now she's headed to college. She's planning to audit classes at UW-Madison. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers went into extra innings but lost to the Cubs in front of 24,000 fans at AmFam Field. Chicago, with a five-run rally in the 10th, went on to win 6-3. Willie Adames drove in the tying run but was called out at second trying to secure a double. A challenge failed. X-rays on Brewers closer Trevor McGill were negative after he took a hot comeback shot to his right throwing arm. A lot of twists and turns in this one. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, there's a lot of key moments. That was one of them for sure. The throw from left field to the bang bang play, key moment.
The Cubs getting a good performance from their bullpen and starter Ben Brown, who pitched a no-hitter through seven innings before being pulled. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, it was a tight game, and so it was a fun game to watch, and we pitched really well and showed a lot of spirit in the game and a lot of fight, and came up with a win.
Again, the Brewers losing to the Cubs 6-3. The series continues game three out of the four-game series tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A high pressure is sitting over the state today and tomorrow, bringing us abundant sunshine with calmer winds. And highs today will flirt with 70, rising just a touch warmer tomorrow too. The sunshine stays with us until the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Hi, I'm Mike Crute, and I've signed my share of commercial real estate leases. In Madison, I highly recommend Jeff Jansen from Altus Commercial Real Estate.
Jeff guided me to my first radio station location on the West Side. He helped us move to University Ave, and eventually Jeff set up the lease at the Civic Media World headquarters. No one works harder to provide options in commercial leasing. Call Jeff Jansen and his team at Altus Commercial Real Estate at 608-338-1101.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, there's a new GOP coloring book about the founding and history of the Republican Party. Should be a really interesting conversation. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, it's an up all night, sleep all day Wednesday edition. Welcome to it, little buddy.
Crudy, great to be with you as always, my friend. Rich working hard on the board. Thank you. Of course, our fair audience, happy hump day to us all. A lot going on today. I can't wait to dive in.
Buddy, it's like furious motion the last 15 minutes. And then suddenly it's like the teacher walks in. The audience intrudes upon us. And they see whether or not we finished our homework.
Very rarely. It's what do they say? It's like you're building an airplane as it's taking off.
Well, Tom, of course, we've got to be ready for reactive to the breaking news. And the breaking news, it could happen at any moment, Tom. A verdict. The Trump jury is out. We're waiting on a verdict.
MSNBC reporting right now, Crudy, judge dismisses jury for the day after more than 4 hours of deliberation. The day is done.
Seems like they had a busy day of deliberations. We'll put that back till the 4 o'clock hour. Dom, leading local, though, and we had to scamper a little bit for consensus as to what the lead would be, and perhaps not the most important story in the state of Wisconsin today, but here is what has captivated the panel's attention. Right-wing activists try for a second time to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Foss. You found this one at the Wisconsin Examiner. Henry Redmond, the fine journalist. And I would point out, Dom, this has got to be the most futile, pettiest effort in a long damn time. Maybe ever? Maybe ever?
Ever. It seems a little like a waste of time. To a degree. I mean, it seems like they could do other things.
And it makes for such strange bedfellows. I mean, we got Donald Trump, Mike Lindell, Steve Bannon, former corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, and your other girl, Janelle Branchon. They've all come together against the most powerful, longest-serving Republican Assembly Speaker in Wisconsin's history.
Because he's not mega enough?
Oh, buddy, I am thinking this might be one of the best leads we've had in a long time. A good long time. Greatest radio show ever. Only with leads like this. I'm gonna lead the timeline of the election for you, Dom.
Okay, all right. I'll wrap it up.
I'll do a little of the light work here. Reading alouding, my strength on a Wednesday.
Yes.
A group of right-wing activists. See, I'm already screwing it up.
We gotta
find a different lead.
Playing your ankle out of the blocks? Come on, man.
I'm playing hurt. I was up late. I've been up all night. I should be sleeping.
Been race-queen all night, Crudy?
A group of right-wing activists, enraged by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's failure to appease their calls for more aggressive response to the claims of election fraud and their demand that he fire the chief state elections official, has for the second time filed signatures to force a recall election of Robin Voss. I love this plan.
More aggressive response than January 6th? What are you asking for?
Dom, the group tried to recall Voss earlier this year, submitting more than 10,000 signatures in support of the efforts in March. However, that effort failed because those 10,000 signatures did not all come from the proper district. And which district the signature should come from has caused some confusion amongst the recall practitioners, petitioners, and officials at the Wisconsin Elections Commission, because the map under which Voss was elected had been declared unconstitutional, while the new map won't go into effect until this fall's election. The group, the recall group, gathered signatures from the district Voss currently represents and the new district created under the new maps.
Just to be safe.
And the group also gathered signatures from various other parts of the state, which were immediately declared invalid. That was the first effort. They've learned their lessons. On Tuesday, the group announced it had gathered about 9,000 signatures. This is Recall Voss 2.0 here, Dom. And there must be 6,850 valid signatures. And the fact that I've stored that in my memory bank somewhere, I know that. I know that conversationally now. Submitted to force a recall election in the district. We are highly confident we have a sufficient number, said former corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman outside the WEC offices Tuesday afternoon. I feel quite confident we mentioned that, Dom. And Voss is the longest serving assembly speaker in state history. He served in the legislature representing a district outside of Racine since 2005 and is speaker since 2013, presiding over the state's Republican Party's decade-long stranglehold on the legislative power. Yeah, that gerrymander did wonders for him, Dom. However, that doesn't satisfy the recall Voss people, does it?
No,
most powerful Republican, we'll see that. And we'll double recall your ass. You're a double secret probation.
Crudy, however, right-wing activists have turned against Voss in recent years, claiming that he has not sufficiently responded to their allegations that the 2020 presidential election was stolen.
I thought he hired Gableman.
Gableman, for example, Redmond writes, was hired by Voss following the election to search for evidence of fraud or misconduct after he spent more than a year and more than $1 million in legal fees without finding any credible evidence of fraud. Voss fired him. Since the firing, Gableman has joined activist efforts to oust Voss. Now, Gableman, Crudy, as a side, he spent more than a year and more than $1 million in legal fees, and he found no credible evidence of fraud. But what was his recommendation anyway?
He thought the state of Wisconsin should strongly consider throwing out the 2020 elective results. Decertifying? I don't think there's a term for it, Dom. What was his advocacy?
It's called disarray. Crudy, Voss also resisted efforts by some of the assembly's furthest right members to hold a vote to decertify the results in the 2020 election, a legal maneuver that experts have said is unconstitutional and impossible, yet members continue to push for a vote. In 2022, a primary challenge against Voss was nearly successful, Voss beat his opponent, Adam Steen, by just 260 votes. In that primary race, Steen was endorsed by former President Donald Trump, who recorded robocalls on behalf of Steen.
And technically also by yours truly. I endorsed Adam Steen in that primary.
You and Trump were on the same side of that. Aside from Trump, the effort against Voss has also gained the attention of Mike Lindell, Crudy's buddy, the My Pillow guy, who also who has regularly spread conspiracy theories about the 2020 election. The efforts to oust Voss have frequently been marred by mismanagement. Mismanagement! The previous attempt to recall him failed because of thousands of invalid signatures. The State Ethics Commission has also accused a number of figures associated with Steen's campaign, including State Rep. Janelle Brandsen, of felony violations of state campaign finance laws. If the group has collected enough signatures this time, a recall will kick off a bizarre series of elections in Voss's Racine area district this summer. Tuesday was the last day the petitioners could file a challenge. Now that the signatures have been filed, Voss has until June 7th, to file a reply in which he can object to the validity of the signatures. The petitioners then have until
June 14th
to respond to Voss's reply. And then the WEC has 31 days after the petitions are filed to determine if they are valid. The commission already has a regularly scheduled meeting on June 27th, and the deadline for action is June 28th. Oh, Crudy, it's all fallen into line here. If the petition is successful, state law requires that the recall election be held the sixth Tuesday after the WEC rules.
I got to use fingers and toes here. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. The state law required the recall election be held on the sixth Tuesday after the WEC rules, which would put the election on August 6th. However, if a primary is required, which is likely because Voss is being challenged by members of his own party, the primary will be August 6th, and the recall election would take place 4 weeks after that on September 3rd. But wait, there's more, Crudy. Voss is also up for re-election in the fall, and even if he's recalled, his term is almost over, and he would remain eligible to be re-elected. Under this timeline, Crudy, Voss could be on the recall primary ballot on August 6th, on the regular primary ballot August 13th, on the recall general ballot September 3rd, and on the general election ballot November 5th. The Republican Party is in disarray. Henry Redmond over at the WisconsinExaminer.com. Well done, sir. Thank you for that very, very informative timeline.
You know, when I met Lindell and the recall Racine crew, I did ask the question, who's your candidate? You know, because it's just not that you get to remove a guy. Somebody right. has to beat a guy, right? So we haven't even seen if they're going to introduce Adam Steen, the alleged felon, as their candidate.
Do you think maybe that should be resolved prior to this going forward? I mean, they were steering money to the county parties so they could get around individual campaign finance limits as legislators to make this happen. Of course, who else was involved? Donald Trump's super PAC also was part of this little party.
Well, let's not forget, he endorsed your girl, Janelle Brandsen, this week in her assembly primary because she's got another election denier in the primary against her. Senator Dan Canodal taking his lumps and falling back to the assembly. Taking one for the team? Well, when you're on the wrong side of Trump, you're certainly going to take something.
I don't know what game they're playing or what field they are on, but it is something to see.
Here's the secret, Tom. They don't know either. More devil's advocates.
That makes total sense then. Thank you, Michael.
Let's just jump right in.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Devil. RadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Right, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but money is money.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocate Radio. Social lines are open for your take, talk, or text at 844-967-2789. Crudy, General Sentinel also had a little bit on this Voss recall piece as well. I want to give a little word out for Voss. He had something to say about it. Rachel Hale reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He said that the recall Voss organization, quote, engaged in election fraud on a massive scale. He said of the first recall attempt, signatures were forged, including those of children. Recall signers were lied to and threatened into signing, and out-of-state felons were used to gather signatures. Once again, we look forward to rooting out any criminality and ensuring that anyone who participates in an effort to defraud Wisconsin voters is held accountable. Tell it to the guy you're
voting
for.
Stop the steal. Stop the steal, says Robin Voss. Well, that, of course.
On the tail end of what was the envelope, the mailers that Voss sent out. Remember, he sent out mailers last week. If anybody comes up and says, hey, would you like to sign this petition to get rid of Voss? Call the sheriff. That's what he told them. These guys, man, are you kidding
now,
me?
Now, do you think they did the math right this time? The recall petitioners.
I would think so. I mean, they have nothing but time, apparently. And what a waste of time. I mean, why not?
But Michael Gableman, apparently the spokesperson for this organization, I'm not at all convinced they've made the threshold this time either. Not without Mickey Mouse's and the forgeries.
Well, I mean, you got to think they went over it with a fine tooth comb. This time?
Less convinced. Have you met this crew?
I mean,
they're putting Voss on the ballot four times when he was already on the ballot. They could have put all this effort. What if they'd have simply gone out there and knocked doors for someone they propose as a ballot alternative to Robin Voss on, let's call it, the August 13th primary ballot? What if they'd have just... Two recalls later, what if they did all those doors they knocked, all those people they talked to, what if they had a slightly different plan? Let's vote for, let's call it alleged felon Adam Steen. Let's just say he's their guy. Because at this point, they haven't even announced a candidate. They put zero effort into actually beating Robin Voss. You beat the man at the ballot box, not at the recall petition.
Recall Robin Voss. I'm not sure what step two is, and step three is glory. See, recall Robin Voss. Work on step two. Step three, glory. What's step two?
But I mean, literally, if you roll out Adam Steen, an alleged felon, and I'm sure that that sells on the bag of base sign, and literally that might be who they're trying to win over, because what is the crime? You know, the alleged crime, Robin Voss's alleged crime. Well, he's not loyal enough to Trump. He won't decertify the 2020 election. He won't
do something that cannot be done and, what, throw out all the votes in Wisconsin?
If he just ripped the time-space continuum or invented, I mean, the little baby on Family Guy's got a time-traveling device. Why don't you, Speaker Voss?
Oh, wow. These are our legislators.
Huh? Here's a different one, Tom. Let's throw it out there. The judge in the Act 10, don't know if you know this, fine audience. I'm sure Dom caught a headline or two, but the Act 10, Scott Walker's bomb, right? You recall, everybody recalls, set off the uprising here in the state of Wisconsin. The hundred thousands that turned out, some camped out in that Capitol building for weeks.
Yeah, and if Scott Walker could deal with those crazy lefty protesters, then he can deal with ISIS. Freedom.
Didn't he also vow to wreak havoc? Because I do recall I greeted him on his way back to Wisconsin as a failed presidential candidate and said, Scott, you know, now that you lost, will there be, you know, any signs of contrition, any olive branches offered to your opponents? Or will it be more wreaking havoc, sir?
We're gonna continue to do what we've always done.
And he rolled his eyes back in his head. I mean, I could see his eyes roll all the way, closed his lids, rolled them back, and then answered the question to everyone not named Crudy at the presser. Like, if you, like, that guy doesn't exist. I don't even see you over there.
Like, he thought that was God talking to him again.
And before the, you know, the insufficient answer was given, we're done here. And his body guy shut down the press conference and he fled.
You wreck all the press conferences, Mike.
Quite a coward that guy was. Anyways, no, Act 10. Yes, well, Act 10. Here's the question before you and the audience, 844-967-2789. Apparently, the Dane County judge overseeing a lawsuit to overturn the most controversial law in recent state history, you know, the Act 10, appears on a 2011 petition to recall former Wisconsin Gubernator Scotty Walker. He signed the recall petition against the author of Act 10, Dom. Now, Jacob Frost, who was appointed to the Dane County Circuit Court in 2020 by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, in that the same year they stole the election from Trump, Dom, appears to have signed a petition to recall former Republican Governor Scott Walker over his signature legislative effort that all but eliminated collective bargaining abilities for most public workers. And his signature, that's Frost, the judge here, appears on a petition next to the address he lived at in 2011, according to Property Records. Conservative radio host Dan O'Donnell of WISN AM first reported Frost's signature on the petition. Oh, what a little journalist you've turned into. You election denier, you. Talking about Dan O'Donnell. You know, we have history. Frost, who did not immediately return phone calls or an email from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, said Tuesday he plans to issue a ruling in the coming weeks on a motion to dismiss a lawsuit challenging Act 10, the Walker-era law that sparked massive protest and reshaped Wisconsin's political climate for years afterward. And perhaps was the genesis of the greatest radio show ever, right, Tom?
That's when we came around, man. That was the time.
Oh, absolutely. Dom and Crute, up all night, sleeping all day. No, we're broadcasting. Barely. Come on, man. You got to say going? More than that. Yeah, we've been around since that uprising thing.
Been a long time. I have an opinion on this, Crute. I'm going to let you know on the other side, 844-967-2789.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of farms in Wisconsin struggling not only with the weather, but with the budget. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And many are looking at diversifying, trying to make sure they're growing revenue not to pay just today's bills, but also think about the next generation. A farmstead in Lancaster, Wisconsin will be used as an example of that diversification coming up tomorrow. Details on the way.
To help take care of your ag operation, you're going to need the brand that you call One Tough Animal. Bobcat Plus, they carry new and used Bobcat equipment and also feature a full service department, parts, rental, so there's no need to worry about downtime. Skid steer loaders, mini excavators, utility vehicles, and so much more. There's a Bobcat Plus location just down the road. Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere. Those chores around the farm just got a lot easier. Stop in or visit bobcatplus.com. Bobcat, One Tough Animal.
Kyle Vesperman from Vesperman Farms in Lancaster will be one of the featured panelists during the Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference both tomorrow and Friday on the UW-Platteville campus. He explains why ice cream turned into one of the answers of diversification they were looking at.
To be very honest with you, I'm just a kid trying to keep this farm that's been in my family for so many generations, just keep it viable and keep it going. If people remember back 2018, 2019, those were very, very wet falls. So we had some pretty down years right after building our big building. And I was sort of looking for ideas that could be a good shoulder season or diversifying into different things and also finding things that fit really well with what we do out here at the farm. With our main audience is families with young kids. And so things that would enhance people's experience here at the farm.
Kyle Vesperman with Vesperman Farms in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Right now, they've got two ice cream trucks that literally travel the region. He also sells their ice cream to retail stores. This year, he says he'll also be selling ice cream on the farm for the first time. Typically, they're selling about 50,000 cones and dishes and 20,000 pints throughout the summer.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you, or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
Wisconsin farms struggled with the weather we've had over the past 7 days' time. As of Sunday, 74% of our soybeans are planted, 78% of our corn already in the ground. But obviously, still some ground to cover. There's a quick update on what's happening in food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A high pressure is sitting over the state today and tomorrow, bringing us abundant sunshine with calmer winds. And highs today will flirt with 70, rising just a touch warmer tomorrow too. The sunshine stays with us until the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
Is doing it yourself not working out? Don't need the whole building for your business anymore. Call Altus Commercial Real Estate. They'll help you find quality tenants to fill your vacancies. They market, they show, they negotiate the terms. They do all the legwork and keep you informed. Call Altus Commercial Real Estate at 608-338-1101. 608-338-1101.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by comedian and former Dinner in a Movie host, Paul Gilmartin. We'll talk about the new Dinner in a Movie reboot, and I'll be joined in studio by filmmaker Craig Anthony Nitt.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
the devil's advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's a Wednesday. I will be confused for the entirety of this week. I feel quite confident.
I thought, okay, I'll be honest with you. I thought today was Thursday for a bit today.
You were hopeful. You were hopeful.
I remain an optimist, Michael. If I'm anything, it's an optimist.
Welcome to Wednesday. Now, Dom, a rarity for you, but before the break, you said you might have an opinion on something.
I have an opinion. This Walker recall petition, apparently signed by a judge who is overseeing the challenge to Act 10. My initial reaction
should
was,
he recuse?
Hell no. Yeah. And I mean, what if you came out and said, oh my God, we found out this guy, this judge, he voted for Tom Barrett. Yeah. And it's a recall petition. It's a vote against or a vote for. It's exercising his right to vote. He's deciding to recall the guy. It's along the same line. I mean, it's not a vote per se, but if he signed a petition to have someone be on the ballot, would that be objectionable? These are politicians that are running for office. He did not sign a recall of Act 10, right? He didn't try to recall the legislation that he is now overseeing. He's trying to recall a person, Scott Walker.
Come on,
there could
man,
be a
you
number
know
of reasons why you would recall Scott Walker. Some might recall him just because he's the Republican. You know, there's a lot of that going on in this world. So to put that on him is a stretch too far. You may as well say, oh, he voted, so he can't be in this case, which, of course, is asinine. It's a bunk issue to me. No, you don't recall. You don't step down because of that. And number two, if you Republicans make us think about it, are you kidding me? Look at your judges. Look at Eileen Cannon. Look at Alito on the U.S. Supreme Court. I don't want to hear it. These are very specific issues. They have cases on them. The guy was playing the U.S. flag upside down, just like the J6ers. So, and he's decided not to recuse and blamed his wife again today, but we'll perhaps get into that later. So, number one, no. It was a recall petition, period. He has the right to do that. Doesn't mean one thing one way or the another. He's exercising his right to engage in the voting process. We have a right to do that. Number two, you guys have nowhere to stand on any of these kinds of issues, given the fact that you are hiding behind Eileen Cannon and Alito and Thomas and go on and go on. So that's my opinion. No, you do not step aside.
Well, let me be your devil's advocate just for a minute, Tom, on this.
All right.
Both of your poorly made headers. I wanna get, of course, signing the Walker recall was something of a litmus test. You know, which side are you on, my friend? And I would say it is clearly symbolic. If you signed off on it, it was clearly symbolic. It wasn't you didn't like Republicans. It was you didn't like the policies of this specific Republican. He did so without warning. He twisted and perverted the rules of the state of Wisconsin and jammed it down our throats. That's what brought the 100,000 protesters. That's what garnered 900,000 plus signatures, Dom. It wasn't people don't like Republicans, so we recall them. Or they'd be more successful at recalling Robin Voss. Right? This isn't the example.
Honor,
it's Robin Voss.
Projecting onto the reason why people would sign the recall. Yes, that could be a reason, but not certainly the only reason. Lots of reasons why people didn't like Scott Walker. Right?
Did you sign the recall?
Yes, I
did
not.
Let me frame you.
Say yes.
Did you sign the recall?
No, hang on. Are there lots of reasons why people would have wanted to recall Scott Walker, in your opinion?
Sure.
Divide and conquer.
But,
yeah, right. Okay.
But
okay.
Most of that didn't come out until after, I mean, God, the guy had barely taken office. He's inaugurated in January. He drops the bomb on what, Super Bowl Sunday? Has the staff come on down and tells him, I'm dropping the bomb tomorrow morning. The Act 10 legislation. Well, that was pretty damn quick, Dom, and he certainly didn't run on it. We knew he might have run to kill the high-speed rail or, you know, the expansion of broadband internet, because that internet thing, that's never going to stick around.
And I don't know if that's going to last.
But the action to take away the voices, the collective bargaining voices of the private sector workers in the state of Wisconsin. Well, that was a big deal, man. And a lot of us stood with them, even if we weren't clearly affected. I wasn't clearly affected. I'm not a state employee. And I wasn't even a private sector union employee. They were never coming for me, Don. But guess what? I signed the recall petition. And Scott Walker and the Republican Party that has been in control, in no small part because of the gerrymander, they have held it against every single person that signed that petition. So I share your conclusion. I will concur that no way in hell should this judge, this Dane County appointed judge, should he recuse himself on this case. But I would point out the act of signing the recall petition, that was an anti-Republicanism, that was anti-Scott Walker, and probably a direct response to Act 10, and in a different time and age, I would suggest perhaps, sir, you should recuse yourself because it's the appearance. And why make that an issue? I'm sure there are plenty of Dane County District Court judges that did not sign a recall petition because they knew or already had the position. Now, that was clearly prior. That was 2012, right?
Come on.
This guy wasn't a judge till 2020. You're allowed to have a prior life. But if the case you catch is about a specific thing that you've shown a public notion through your symbolic signing of a recall Scott Walker petition, I don't think the ask to recuse is untoward.
It is absolutely. I mean, if the guy went out and voted for Scott Walker's opponent, which he presumably did, would that be a disqualifying issue? Because, I mean, Scott Walker's the guy that, based on what you're saying, was the guy that...
But signing a recall petition is a public act, and voting is a private act. You don't know who someone voted for.
But you know someone voted. So, okay, what does that have to do with it?
Well, as a judge, you've made a public statement. Kind of like Alito flying his freak flag upside down, right? That's a public statement. That's a bridge too far. You're not supposed to cast your politics. Now, this preceded this man's
right, okay,
joining of the court. But if the specific case is about the most political public thing you've ever done, unless you know you struck the went streaking on the quad or something, let's presume the signing of a recall petition is the most public symbolic statement this person has ever made. Because there's been very few analogous circumstances where you cast your politics through a public action.
He could have very well signed a petition to get Barrett onto the ballot. Would you consider that the same?
That's not the same. Signing someone's...
Why not? You're signing up specifically, you're backing a political party, you're backing a specific philosophy that you expect that...
Because
that
signing Tom Barrett's...
And it's a public record. Your issue is that it's public. That is also public. Do you think that qualifies to the same level that a recall petition? And if not, why?
Signing Tom Barrett's qualifying petition? I mean, everyone should have the right to qualify for the ballot. I don't think there should be any restrictions, although you're supposed to only sign one for each office, right? But what I'm saying is there's no harm in even a Scott Walker, not that that probably happened, but a reasonable human being could sign a petition for someone they didn't support. But you're not going to sign a recall petition if you don't support the motion. You know,
Have you ever signed a
clipboard someone gave you at a public fair without truly knowing the complexities of the issue or the candidates involved?
Sorry. Oh, man. Oh, okay. That same unknown or blasé walking around, oops, accidentally signed it. I mean, that could be applied to anything, including the recall petition itself.
Curtis. That's you know, I don't think the public was unaware that Scott Walker was being recalled. That's going to draw my attention on a recall ballot much more so than somebody running for assembly in the 93rd Assembly District.
Sure, maybe for you, that might be the case, but you don't speak for everyone, and everyone has the right of their own individuality to decide whether or not they want to engage and whether or not they want to sign a document, be it a paper for them to get on the ballot or be that forget a piece of paper to get them removed from office.
Tom Barrett never had to gather more than a couple thousand signatures, maybe 3,000 max. So I have never seen that specific circumstance play out where someone signing some other candidate's qualifying petition is somehow disqualifying from litigation 10 years, 12 years down the road.
Right. It seems if that's not the case, then why would a recall be any different?
A, over 900,000 people did so. And to sign that recall petition, and I encourage people to sign it at the time, as you well know. And you were on the other side of this issue. But I got to tell you, that was a public statement. You were laying down your colors. You're either a Blood or a Crypt, man. There's no middle ground on the Scott Walker recall petition. And if you chose to take a public step like that to say, yes, this guy is so god-awful, I want him gone, I think he should be removed from office. I'm not voting against him. I'm removing his ass.
Your only issue is that it was made public. If the guy stood up and said, yes, I voted for Tom Barrett because I don't think Scott Walker deserves to be in office. He could have had those. He wasn't a judge then. I'm sure he had.
He could have had a Tom Barrett sign in his yard, which would also be a public display.
Exactly.
But would be a little harder to quantify a decade later.
10 years later, that comes up. And let's get to it real quick before we lose time in the segment. As reported at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Molly Beck and Daniel Bice. Thank you, folks. We appreciate that. The lawsuit argues the 2011 law violates equal protection guarantees in the state constitution by dividing public employees into two classes, general and public safety. Public safety employees are exempt from the collective bargaining limitations imposed on the general public employees.
Which showed the hypocrisy of the entire Act 10 process, because if you were on Scott Walker's team, you were exempted from the Act 10. Think of what Scott Fitzgerald's dad and the state patrol people, they were exempted, right? So if it was truly a budget crisis that needed this rapid fire legislative process that was jammed down the people's throats, well, you know, then you can't exempt people. And I think that this question of this exemption, why were some exempted? Why are they being treated differently under law? Well, I think that's got teeth.
I think it does too. And putting this, and my position at the time was, you know, the guy, they passed legislation. The legislation is legal, it goes through. We're going to recall someone every time you don't like the legislation that they passed. It will never end. That was my general position. But of course, upon reflection, what I realized is we're always in election season, man. It never ends. It is always with us.
Let me ask you this. If reasonable people, and I'm going to throw you in that category for argument's sake.
All right. If
reasonable people can agree that the hypocrisy, the conflict, that there's perhaps teeth in this lawsuit because Scott Walker exempted the public safety employees under the Act 10, treated state employees differently under law. Well, that's the there, right? That gives good cause. Can we assume that a non-biased jurist, a judge who was not appointed after signing the recall petition, could probably find these same incongruencies and rule? And we don't even know how this judge is going to rule.
No.
But I'm just saying, for the sake of argument, a recusal just moves it down the line to the next guy who probably didn't sign a recall petition. Eileen Cannon should have recused. Alito should recuse. This guy, maybe he should recuse. Not because he has to, but because he should.
I absolutely disagree, especially in today's environment. 10 years ago, man, the guy signed a recall petition against a politician. The reasons behind that could be infinite. The question is the law as it stands in front of him. That's what it comes down to.
Well, you know, it really comes down to Janet Protasiewicz. Will she recuse? Because that's the only vote that matters. She's effectively the swing vote on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And if
why should she recuse?
I don't know. She said she would if the Democratic Party were the litigants. You know they're going to argue this just benefits the Dems. More devils. 844-967-2789. Your opinion's probably better than Dom's.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it, nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
We're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a little party up in here. Love it when you join us on the lines, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, for the uninitiated in heavy metal, is that the aforementioned Slayer?
That was Slayer, not Slaughter. We played Slaughter earlier. That was Slayer. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you for drawing distinction for the uninitiated. Yeah, not guys like me and Rich.
We'll bring you along. A little bit more crudy.
I don't have the hair to be a heavy metal guy. I'm just saying.
Oh, come on, man. There's a lead singer, Rob Halford, a Judas Priest, man, lost his hair a long time ago. Totally bald, man. Bald rock. He's got a tattoo on his skull, bro. It's totally fine. You could be. It's not about the hair, man. It's about the attitude, brother.
And don't I have enough tude for you? I've got attitude. Unfortunately, it's like step that attitude.
Oh my God. Go away.
You kids, get off my lawn. Loud noises. Crazy.
Molly Beck, Daniel Bice at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about this Judge Frost, who has this Act 10 case. They go on, and we brought some conversation to it. Let's see what they have to say. Evers, the governor today, said he did not think that Frost's signature on the Walker recall petition justified a recusal. The governor said, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of the judiciary. Let's just let it play out. Now, we're reminded in 2012, former Dane County Judge David Flanagan drew criticism for not disclosing he'd signed a Walker recall petition while overseeing a case involving the state's voter ID law signed by Walker. The state Republican Party ultimately filed a judicial ethics complaint against him. At the time, former Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Charles Kahn told the Journal Sentinel he would disclose that he had signed the petition and likely recused, but stressed judges have a free speech right to participate in such activities. Quote, I don't belong to any party or back anyone in particular against Walker, Kahn said in 2012. I just think as a matter of public policy, the voters should get to decide. Other Republicans can run too. I didn't sign as a judge, Kahn said. I signed as a voter who's voted in almost every election for more than 40 years. The question of whether to recuse from cases involving the polarizing law arose during the 2023 race for Wisconsin Supreme Court when Justice Jenna Protasiewicz said while campaigning she would consider stepping away from cases involving the law because she signed a petition to recall Walker and participated in protests against the law. I'd have to think about it, Protasiewicz told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in March of 23. Given the fact that I marched and given the fact that I signed the recall petition, would I recuse myself? Question mark. Maybe.
Let me ask you a question, Tom.
I don't know for sure.
Didn't Hagedorn draft Act 10? Wasn't he chief counsel to Governor Scott Walker?
Walker, yes, right.
So would that merit recusal? In my mind, I think Hagedorn should recuse. I think the Dane County judge should recuse. I think these judges should be recusing when there is the perception they might have conflict. But that is a naive and quaint notion in this day and age, Tom. So I'm just arguing for the perception of being a beyond reproach.
But the same with Hagedorn. However, he wasn't a judge at the time. You know, I mean,
when you're arguing about specific legislation that you drafted and it comes before the court, I got to think Hagedorn should bow out on that. Yes. Certainly, if Protasiewicz should consider bowing out for signing a recall petition, the guy that drafted the thing that motivated the 900,000 signatures should be considerate of stepping away.
Standard. I mean, that would be fine. If Hagedorn, we're going to make a deal that people actually accept this appearance of impropriety and we all can agree on those levels. Sure. I like that idea. It's a quaint, awesome idea. It should really be like that. But that's not how it is.
Here's what I would say.
I don't want to go, to this fight with one hand behind our back when we're trying to be the righteous ones. And like, yeah, Alito, he's just fine. Cannon, she's just fine. Hagedorn, that's fine. No big deal. Oh my God, Justice Proto. Yo, give me a break. If you're not going to apply it to yours, you want to apply it to mine.
Let me show a little judicial independence here. Hagedorn, on the court, I've had no major qualms with any of his rulings. Barring when the 4-3 ruling said least change map was Tony Evers' map and effectively Hagedorn endorsed through his 4-3 ruling, through the majority ruling, endorsed the Tony Evers' maps. And then it goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And they said, got to find a different conclusion. And Hagedorn was the one that effectively reversed himself, did a 180 in the face of opposition. Well, he didn't have to completely change. I mean, if you've cast the maps predicated on a least change, yes, you have to react in some way, shape, or form, but you don't have to do a 180, Hagedorn. So, whatever judicial independence I thought he had demonstrated earlier, and certainly being the 4-3 vote, I mean, you don't even know how crazy the politics are. Hagedorn's kid went to prom with Rebecca and Joel Clayfish's kid. Somebody flew a picture down to Mar-a-Lago to taunt Donald Trump so Donald Trump would fly up to Wisconsin and endorse Tim Michaels against Rebecca Clayfish in Waukesha County because, of course, the crime of the father cast upon the son, Hagedorn's old man, was the 4-3 vote that voted not to throw out 200,000 absentee ballots in Milwaukee and Dane County. Said this is a remedy that... it's really beyond reason, yeah, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to give Hagedorn a little credit where credit is due. I know the right has hated his ass because he has shown a little judicial independence. But let's not forget, he wrote Act 10. He's on the team. And if he said, I'm capable of not recusing either of these judges, just so I'm clear, Hagedorn or the judge in Dane County, I will accept their reasoning in a 900-page memo in triplicate. Please, have your homework on my desk by the end of the day.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we take a look at the very important topic of mental health. It is May, which is Mental Health Month. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.